This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The American labor market in this 10th month of this pandemic is struggling. Lost 140,000 jobs last month. We learned that this past Friday. But how about the labor market yet to come? From the Workplace Culture Desk, Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has more.
This time of year typically sees a spike in hiring and job search activities, says Jill Chapman with Insperity Recruiting Services.
Fresh start, new year, let's kick it off.
But that kind of optimistic planning for the future isn't really the vibe these days.
So I think that we're still in that, let's just take a pause, let's just look, let's just wait. We're all just collectively holding our breath.
That sense of unease was reflected in lagging job postings at the end of the year, says Jed Kolko, chief economist with job search site Indeed.
Recovery is not happening as quickly as it had been earlier in 2020.
Job listings are down about 11% compared to a year ago, concentrated in industries directly hit by the pandemic, like tourism and restaurants, but also in sectors like tech and finance.
That's not because those sectors are doing worse in the pandemic. Instead, those higher wage sectors tend to make longer term decisions.
So they're looking at the economic picture months or even years into the future. And it's still pretty murky, says Andy Challenger at staffing firm Challenger Gray and Christmas.
The economy has been racked with unbelievable uncertainty, both because of the pandemic, but also a large amount of political uncertainty.
And that, to state the obvious, seems likely to be the case for some time to come. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.